The Novelist as Poet. An Introduction. Novelists stake their claim as artists on works that encapsulate a whole world of characters and narrative across many, usually hundreds of pages. Some also take in other disciplines, plays, short stories, essays, but many have also written poetry. For some it is even their first love, but for their audience it is too often forgotten, relegated behind their longer works. Charles Dickens, Jane Austen, the Brontes, George Eliot, Thomas Hardy are but a few of our illustrious authors who here reveal works every bit as tender, as expansive, and just as thought-provoking as their longer forms of work. Each would make a fine poet in their own right. We're glad to be able to bring you another side to their incredible talents. Our readers include Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
Lullaby by Louisa May Alcott. Now the day is done. Now the shepherd sun drives his white flocks from the sky. Now the flowers rest on their mother's breast, hushed by her low lullaby. Now the glowworms glance, now the fireflies dance under fern boughs green and high, and the western breeze to the forest trees chants a tuneful lullaby. Now mid shadows deep falls blessed sleep, like dew from the summer sky, and the whole earth dreams in the moon's soft beams while night breathes a lullaby. Now, birdlings, rest in your wind-rock nest, unscared by the owl's shrill cry, for with folded wings little Briar swings and singeth your lullaby.